Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Traffic looking much, much better. It's still slow on the Mike 1 southbound through Jan Smuts and Empire. Still busy in the Galulis interchange, but getting better the entire time. And the Golden Highway heading southbound, very busy towards the N1.
City Power says it will be laying criminal charges against the senior manager from its planning department for tampering with essential infrastructure. The employees alleged to have tampered with an electricity meter in a rental property in the Hurst Hill area. An Ipsos study has revealed that 82% of South Africans believe democracy and human rights are universal values. The survey also highlights concerns, with 80% saying the world has become more dangerous. Ipsos, Mari Harris says South Africans remain committed to human rights, but recognize challenges like crime, misinformation, and cybersecurity threats. And the China Civil Engineering Construction Corporation will invest over 25 billion rand to upgrade the Tanzania-Zambia rail line, originally built with Chinese aid in the 1970s. Now for the latest business news, and Abri Grobler from PSG Pretoria East has more.
The Bank of England left rates unchanged this afternoon at 4.5%, citing trade policy uncertainty and indications of market volatility as the reasons for the hold. The FTSE 100 ended the day 0.3% lower, the German DAX ended 1.5% lower, and the French CAC also on the back foot, closing 1% lower.
A dollar is trading at 18 rand 16, a euro at 19 rand 68, and a pound at 23 rand 54. Gold's trading at $3,040.52 per fine ounce. I'm Chanel September, back with more news at 7.
We start off with rugby news. Again, coach John Plumtree has revealed that Yevon Etzebeth's omission from this week's Shark squad is because of an injury that he picked up during the Springbok alignment camp, while the box center Andre Estreisen, he's set to return from injury from the bench at Zebre at Kings Park Stadium. Lockie Etzebeth and Apelele Fassie remain sidelined. Scrum off Grant Williams was also absent from the Sharks 23 that was announced earlier today. Coach Ivan van Rooyen, well, he's bolstered his Lions 23 with some Springbok muscle to face Cardiff tomorrow night in the opening match of their two-week Vodacom URC tour. Now, the Pride are boosted by the return of blindside flanker Ruan Fenta as well as fullback Quan Horn, with both being selected in the starting 15 for the round 13 clash at Arms Park. And the Proteas will play five home T20 series against the West Indies from the 27th of January until the 6th of Feb, before heading to India and Sri Lanka for the 2026 T20 World Cup. Cricket South Africa announced that the home schedule will be a little bit shorter this time around in the international season because, we're going to be having outbound bilateral tours of Australia, England and Pakistan, as well as India, between August and December. And this year at the IPL, bowlers will be allowed to apply saliva to balls in the upcoming season. The use of saliva to shine one side of the ball and keep the other side rough helps fast bowlers leather the ball to make it swing late. And of course, the T20 competition had barred the practice after it was banned by the ICC as a precautionary measure during the pandemic. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jack Rand FM Sport.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they just fall off. But I still wake up, I still see a gospel. Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for. Oh, what do I stand for? What do I stand for? Most nights I don't know anymore.